What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
So mean.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. All right, Leroy, your thoughts last night. Monday Night Football. Okay. Joe Burrow.
And I'm mad at the sorry Bengals defense for one reason. Y'all make me look stupid out here. I'm sitting here trying to tell people how preseason goes, and I'm telling them, you know how hard it is to run the football in preseason because you're just running basic rudimentary plays. They playing basic rudimentary defense. You ain't game planning. And so sometimes it's hard to run the football, right? They gave up 100-plus yards in the first quarter rushing the football.
That's crazy.
How? I don't care who you have at quarterback. You can't win like that. And, yeah, the Bengals won, but guess what? If that was a regular season game, they would have ran for 300. And you posed no resistance whatsoever. And then your poor quarterback got dish-ragged.
He really did.
He got dish-ragged to like Troy Aikman say, "Oh my!"
Like, I haven't figured that out yet either for him, huh?
Like, wow. So guess what? And here's what's gonna happen, and it sucks because they got Joe Burrow, so they're gonna think, you know what? We got to get him a new coach. We got to get him this or we got to get him that, right? When the fact of the matter is you got to be able to identify why you losing football games. It ain't got nothing to do with the coach and the offense.
You want to hear Joe Burrow on what he had to say about the offense?
I mean, he's toes the company line.
He really does.
He toes the company line.
Some good, so. Some bad. Some plays I'd like back, yeah. Obviously. Mistakes that we can't make in the regular season that we made tonight, but that's why it's the preseason.
Hey, Joe, why don't you just say it? We all thinking it.
What's he supposed to say?
We can't stop a damn nosebleed. Okay. You run for 100 yards in an NFL game in one quarter? That's embarrassing. That's what he should have said.
-1.
He ain't going nowhere.
I mean, he's paid
for deception.
He ain't going nowhere. Somebody needs to identify the problem and, like, come on. Vlad. That's embarrassing.
Well, I think the thing that's funny is there's no need to have him in these spots, but they're so gung ho. Now Zach Taylor is pot committed on this playing the preseason thing, which was a little weird because he didn't play Jamar Chase that much yesterday.
Here's, or T. Higgins.
Yeah, it was very
Here's why. Here's why. There's a reason behind it. Reason the sound. And that is, for the last 2 years, we've got off to terrible starts. So we want to start faster, so we're going to play more in the preseason.
They just yelled at Shamar Stewart for accidentally touching Joe Burrow in a practice.
Yeah.
Like, he is...
Oh, wait! Hey, you know what happens in a game? They don't let go.
Right!
And got his guy killed! Wait, he was like... I saw his arm over here. He threw the football over there, and his leg was way over there twisted up. Don't get up and say that's a flag.
I'd be fine if Tua didn't play the rest of the preseason.
Okay, that was just about to ask.
I'd be fine with it.
No.
I didn't want him to play the first game.
It can't be both ways.
I'm not saying it has to be both ways. But here's what I am saying. I am saying is that when you see what the problems are, you better do something to fix those problems. Otherwise, you're going to deal. Like, for some reason, they feel comfortable about their offensive line. Meanwhile, I'm watching it, and I'm like, uh-oh, right? How do they feel about their defense? Like, but here's the difference with Tua, okay? And here's the crux, and here's the things that you have to deal with the Dolphins that you don't have to deal with the other teams. The one thing that you have been trying to, your point of emphasis this whole preseason, is being physical, is doing things with purpose, is doing things a certain way, all right? You need to see that. You need to continue to see that.
Come on.
No, you can't just crank
that
up.
You know who I don't need to see? Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers starting for the Dolphins. That's who I don't need to see.
I understand
that's
all that.
That's what I don't need to see.
I understand all that. But let me ask, how about this? Let's think of it this way. What if I'm giving Tyreek and Waddle some run this week?
Yeah. What if they're not, though?
Yeah, I mean. The only problem I have with all of this is you think – because a guy doesn't play, you're protecting him from injury.
That's right.
You're not. It doesn't. Disagree. It's not. I think sometimes when you don't prepare your body for these things, you're actually putting your body in more harm's way when the season starts.
The only person who put, and I hear you on this, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, because I know that you feel very strongly about this, but can we agree that Tua is a special case? That he has a propensity for head injuries, and and nobody, and nobody puts themselves in harm's way more than him.
Right.
And I don't want that being blown on a preseason game.
Okay, but when you crank it up after not doing it, okay, Tua's got to learn how to protect himself and do certain things in a game,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to go through it.
Yeah, well, he had it.
And so...
He had it nailed. I don't know why he went away from the formula that was working, and that was jiu-jitsu. You can laugh all you want. It was working.
I look like I'm laughing!
No, it worked!
Now you're just trying to find a way
I'm
to
not trying to mess
laugh.
With him. Hold
See?
On.
See?
Let me just go with science, okay? Sorry. No jiu-jitsu, misses games. Does jiu-jitsu, 17 games. That's science.
How much jiu-jitsu do you think he was doing? He ain't a black belt.
It was about the falling. That's what he had to learn. Falling, controlling his body. These are muscles that you don't work on. And by the way, they specified these drills for him. They brought in this sensei, this coach, to specify for these situations. Jiu-jitsu Tua, safe. Led the league in passing. He stopped it because he got cocky, which he did. And look what happened.
All right. I mean, I get you, but how can I say this without
offending?
It's not even offending, but the reality of it. okay? Kansas City, they could do what you're talking about. Philly, they can do what you're talking about. Baltimore.
So the teams that have gotten far.
You ain't there yet. You still trying to get to where they are, and you think that not playing football for 3 or 4 weeks is going to get you there? No, it's not. Like, so, and you know what I hate? Vlad, this is what's going to would piss me off to know it. I will fight.
What are you doing?
I will fight everybody in Miami if I hear this.
What's that?
Y'all want to protect Tua. Y'all don't want him to play in the preseason. Then if they get out to a slow start and lose a couple of games, you're going to be like, no!
I will
what
not.
The hell you think is happening if you ain't practiced for a month?
He is practicing. He's not playing fake games.
No! You still need to be in that environment. You still need to get ready for a season.
He does it this age.
Okay.
This many years, he needs that.
Go ahead. I'm telling me and you are going to fight.
What?
If they look crummy or crappy playing against Indy because they haven't played football in 3 weeks.
Dude, let me tell you.
I'm telling you.
Nothing that happens on Saturday.
I'm telling you.
Leroy, nothing that happens on Saturday is going to have anything to do with what happens.
You know what it is?
Nothing.
It's one more opportunity to prepare yourself for the season.
You're also the same guy who had a problem with him not being in the lab this offseason.
Did you just get coffee?
What do you mean?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I
Jiffy, he can't get hit in the lab by a 300-pounder.
He can't learn how to protect himself either.
No, he could. If he went to jiu-jitsu class, he would. He could. If he went to jiu-jitsu and he put a gi on, he would.
Okay.
We saw the formula. It worked.
Does that jiu-jitsu have number 95 for the Browns on it?
That, learning how to roll, 17 games.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu not beating up 95 from Cleveland.
Doesn't matter. He went right back, ass over tea kettle, safe. He knows how to tuck his head correctly. Then he got all thin and rich, and all of a sudden, I know what I'm doing.
You want pudgy Tua?
Hell yes! Or at least a Tua that's svelte, who knows how to roll backwards again. But somebody decided to hang up their white belt.
So you want thick Tua. Okay. And Leroy wants them to practice.
Yeah, he thinks that playing against the Jaguars is going to get him ready for the season.
Who are they playing against? Is irrelevant.
It is.
Because they're going to.
It's the process of playing a game.
No, Leroy's upset. No, Leroy's mentioned this last week. The fact that there's 2 weeks before the last preseason game.
Dude, you
and
can't.
The first game. You're not going to get
do
any.
Do you not understand, right? That if these guys don't actually play in the preseason, it will be 7 months. Since they play football. Do you understand what that is like?
Longer for him because he missed the last few weeks.
Right!
You want to know why? Because he can't protect himself.
Yo, the logic behind getting ready for a sport that is inherently very physical, right? And to get ready for that, you think the solution is let's not hit or touch anything until the regular season.
Other people can hit
and
touch.
And then complain when your team looks like crap in the beginning of the season.
Well, they may look like crap regardless.
But that's not the point. Okay, the point is you still got to prepare for it.
So let me get this straight.
Yes. Go.
If they come back and they start the season 1-3.
Yep.
But they didn't play this week. You're going to come back and say it's because they didn't play against
how,
the Jaguars?
It's how they look. If they look sluggish, if they have a whole bunch of false starts, if the routes are not if they look like they're playing sloppy football, yes, okay. I will say that.
But they're not going to play Devon Achane. He's got a calf injury.
That's different!
I'm telling you, just hear me out.
Achane got some run.
Achane, very little run. Tyreek got no run?
No run.
Okay.
No run.
Jalen Waddle got no run?
You know what that's asking for? One of them two, you're going to hear, ooh, hammy or oblique.
Maybe.
Because they ain't played.
That could also
gamble.
Just be 30. That could be 31.
But no, it's not. Even more so, you got to get your body ready for this.
Wrong. He needs.
I'm not saying you don't know.
I'm not saying don't do that. I'm not doing that.
I could just put on the pads week one and go do goal line.
That was the funniest comment. What do I know?
I'm not questioning his knowledge. I'm questioning this specific player, this specific case. I think all other 89 players should be out there. The quarterback who has got the most durability issues in the league.
Yes, but
no.
Here, I've seen this happening in all sports, okay, except one, hockey.
Doesn't happen in hockey.
But in baseball, they're doing it with pitchers. And for some reason now, all the protecting they're doing the pitching, them guys are breaking down more than pitchers have ever broken down before, to the point where Tommy John is a rite of passage.
It's because they make the kids spin the ball too much.
Okay. Whatever reason is that you're doing something your body is not prepared to do. All right? When you think about basketball.
Basketball's crazy, yeah.
But all these, and guess what? How many Achilles and knees and non-contact injuries have you seen trying to protect them?
Yep. Maintenance program.
Now, guess what? The court hasn't changed. The game has gotten less physical. How come the guys in the A's and I's played every game? They wasn't going sitting down on back to backs.
You're right. John Crotty was on commercial flights.
So while we're sitting here in this little soft, you know, non-physical world that everybody lives, protect my baby.
He has serious hand injuries.
Football.
I understand.
It's football.
He doesn't know how to protect himself.
But that's how you learn. You know how you learn. You get knocked the bleep out a couple of times. You're like, whoa, I got to watch myself.
He didn't learn the first three times.
Okay, then. But again, you're asking players. You're asking players who never, ever, ever did anything as far as physicality to now be more physical and hit less.
I understand, but you're not putting him on. You're not tush pushing Tua.
I know that, but he's still got. Listen, I what I don't understand is all of the complaining about football early in the year and how sloppy that it's been.
You're right. You're lucky it wasn't full. Oh, he did. Fumble.
Nah, we're good.
It's all good.
Fumble.
Not too bad. It went the right direction, at least.
Yeah. Look what you did.
I didn't do anything. All I said is I don't want to play against the Jaguars.
Leroy's fumbled in 23 years.
Hey, that's only because I didn't have a camp.
I don't want to play again.
I don't understand. You can't have it both ways, okay?
I don't want it both ways.
If you don't want none of your players to play because you want to protect them for the regular season, then you can't complain when they look sloppy in the beginning of the year.
Well,
that's the basic.
I got you.
Oh, okay. Conversely, guess what? The Steelers are doing the same damn thing. They gonna coddle Aaron Rodgers. You can't coddle a 40-year-old. You need to get him lubed up.
The old don't like preseason.
Right, but guess what? He has not been in a preseason in about 5 years.
That's true.
And every year that he has not had a preseason, he started off sluggish. How about getting a couple more reps?
Is that true?
Yeah, well, he did play preseason the first season with the Jets and then regular
season.
Oh,
too much work?
Well, calf muscle.
There had to be a season he didn't play in the preseason, and they went like 13-3.
There's been probably a lot of preseasons.
There's a lot of preseasons
that he hasn't played, and
which
he won MVP.
Which brings me to my whole second conversation about Aaron Rodgers, is that
he's a choke artist.
No, I'm just saying. Like, everybody says Aaron's going to save us. He couldn't save the teams when he had better teams.
Was this entire take a scenic route to rip Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers?
That's how he came through? You went through a 17-minute diatribe just to rip Aaron Rodgers?
You yelled out a window.
I'm not ripping Aaron Rodgers.
Yes,
he actually spilled that because he was thinking of Aaron
That's
Rodgers.
What it was. Yep. It was a whole AFC North rip-a-thon.
A little Dunkin' Donuts with a side of ayahuasca.
This started about the Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Oh, it was terrible.
Somehow ended up with Tua.
No,
And then got to Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh.
Because we start talking about whether those guys are going to play.
I can't believe Joe Flacco starting week one for you guys.
That's
crazy.
Joe Flacco.
And you hate the old.
Look, you know what that is?
Wait. Joe
you
Flacco?
You know what that is?
Has he been
you
the
know
pre-season?
What Joe Flacco is? Timu Aaron Rodgers.
They playing in preseason?
Nah, don't disrespect.
Is Joe Flacco playing in preseason?
No, he hasn't played at all.
He ain't played at all.
100, that's why.
Throw a pass. Even in camp.
So aren't you mad at the Browns for not having Joe Flacco play?
And Joe Flacco's 40, and I never thought.
So is Aaron Rodgers.
No, but listen.
No.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
What I'm expecting from Joe Flacco
is not the same what you expect from Aaron.
From what they're expecting from Aaron Rodgers.
So
that's fair.
So then
here's what's going to happen.
So he does know.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you the Joe Flacco story. Chapter 12, because he's done 11 other times. He going to come in. He going to be hot. Jameis Winston hot, throw for 330, 350, and then it's going to hit him, and he's going to be 2 for 12 with 2 picks and 1 pick 6. And it's just gonna, and then you're going to have to bench him.
Tails all
he
the time.
He does it every year.
He's right. It's the cycle of Joe Flacco.
And the only thing that saved him the first time in Cleveland was they brought him in after Thanksgiving. Whoa, was he hot?
He was.
He was hot.
Remember him on that flight?
Yes, he was hot.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
3FM. WQAM. Miami.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.